We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking Riley County today with County Commissioner Greg McKinley, District 2, and Public Information Officer Alice Massimi. Had some great phone calls in the last segment. Again, we'll take your questions here up until 10 o'clock at 785-537-1350. And we've been talking about vaccines and getting people vaccinated, and it's nice to see that. I've talked to some health officials who say, you know, this really our only way out of this pandemic is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And we should note that you mentioned testing in the last segment, and we have seen testing go down a little bit. Testing is a little on hold right now. I know at Seco Park, and that's primarily due to the cold weather.
Greg, do you want to kind of let them know what we're on the working on?
Yeah, there. I say the testing place out at Seco was outside, and nobody wants to be outside right now. Well, I suppose there's some people who enjoy the cold, but not not this cold. But they are working on a place, an indoor place. They're still getting things finalized. I think they're hoping in the next couple of days. Is that right? Have it set up.
Yeah, I think there's just we're working on some paperwork and everything since it's a third party. We just have to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yeah.
All right.
But I should mention real quick, we do have a mobile testing event tomorrow with Radix Up, which is at the Manhattan Town Center over by, they're going to be in the parking lot by Texas Roadhouse, and that's from 10 to 12. And that's free testing. You don't need an appointment, just show up. So if you're, if you need to get tested, you know, that's a good option tomorrow, again, from 10 to 12 over by Texas Roadhouse.
You know, and I know that this month specifically, there's been more of a push to get people vaccinated all around the county, those mobile clinics around, you know, Randolph, Riley, places like that. Have you guys seen a good response from people coming out and actually getting those tests?
So we haven't been able to do any mobile vaccinations yet. And the tests, you know, it kind of depends on the area. We were supposed to go up to Leonardville on Monday. Unfortunately, we had to cancel it because of the weather. But, you know, we are having several dozen people come out and get tested and, you know, find that worthwhile, because if we are able to stop the spread, then, you know, we find that to be a beneficial event.
All right. Well, very good. Well, hopefully the cold weather will subside here and we get to see that improve here. And I know there's a lot of problems right now, just with indoor gatherings alone, just because of the restrictions, and we can't do a whole lot about that. But it'll be interesting to see if we get an alternate place set up here soon. Greg, I know this is kind of related to COVID. You're going to be doing some sharing some testimony today, I know, with some legislators in Topeka over a certain bill that has to do with property taxes. Can you talk to that a little bit? Is it 2142, the House bill?
Yes. I'm going to, my first prime time at that, testifying for the board. Of course, there the I think it's the tax board is what that's listening to this, and it'll be a Zoom meeting. Of course, they aren't having people appear in person. That bill, it's pretty broad scope. It says that if any restrictions put on by the county, put on by anyone, any restrictions limited their business, either shut it down or by percentages, that they can apply to have that percentage of their sales or their property tax refunded. Part of that is the county kept going. They still had, and the county and city government still, their buildings still had police protection, fire protection, ambulances were available. The county had elections this year. The health department, the emergency management have been more than busy. But one of the big problems, just beside the fact that is right now, it's the way it's set up, the county has to rebate whatever tax that they are due back. The county has to pay it all. Well, the county only receives about 25% of the property tax that's collected. The rest goes to the cities, schools, townships, cemetery boards, you know, there's a lot of different groups that the county collects the tax, but we don't keep it all. But there's no funding, there's no mechanism in it for us to go back to those school boards and cities to get their part back. So we're paying back, the county would have to pay back everybody else's taxes out of our funds. And it's, and it says, if, and the way it's written, it says if they were closed for any reason, and it doesn't even say related to COVID. So if they were closed down, you know, a restaurant was closed down for a health code violation, the way it's written, they could still get a tax rebate because of that. Or if it was an unsafe building or, you know, code violations or violations at a health or a childcare facility that had to be closed, even if it wasn't COVID related, they're still expecting a refund, which it's just so broad. It just doesn't work, I don't think.
Is it your idea here that just the language needs to be updated, or should the whole bill be scrapped together?
I think the whole bill should be scrapped altogether. Because like I said, it isn't, the county didn't shut down. And if you've taken money from the county, it's the county services. We're going to have to, you know, if we have to give it all back, some of the county services have to be cut, or we have to raise your taxes 20% or whatever it'd be next year to cover all these things. I don't know whether they're going to try to rewrite it to clarify stuff more. I'll know more after this testimony this afternoon, because I'll be listening in to what else other people have to say about it, what they're wanting to do with it.
Well, I think folks should keep an eye on this bill. It almost sounds like maybe an attempt by the state to shift a little bit of the blame onto the counties, from what it sounds like.
Well, and that was another thing. The state didn't want to, you know, pass rules saying that the governor can't make rules. They shifted all the responsibility to the counties for any restrictions, and then they're going to punish us for doing those restrictions.
All right, House Bill 2142. What time is that testimony and that hearing?
3:30.
Okay. Well, then again, you can read all these bills. They're online. The Kansas Legislature's website has the copy. It's not always the easiest thing to read, but we always appreciate when we get to hear a little bit more from you guys on these bills. Are there any other pieces of legislation you guys are keeping an eye on right now in at the county level?
That's one thing I've been surprised about, is how much and how much the state tries to pass rules regarding the counties. And we have, you know, people keeping track of it, what's going on. There was one last week on the appraisers setting new rules for the anybody in the county appraisal, that the rules that it had them taking classes that like residential housing appraisers take, not the county appraising is a different system than what, you know, because they have to even out everybody across the county. The ones that individuals go out appraising for, like banks for loans, they're just saying, can you get enough back for that loan? And some of the rules, it's different rules. The appraisers have a grading system every year. They're graded on how, based on how the sales price of properties versus what it was appraised, to see if they're keeping it within a certain percentage. And it seemed to be adding more paperwork, and they already take classes. We didn't testify on that. I think there's a Kansas Association of Counties was one of them, and I think the appraisers have an association that was making comments directly to the state on that.
Okay. I know dark store theory has been one that's been discussed a lot at length here in the past couple of years. Is that continuing to be monitored?
Oh, yeah. They're still trying to keep track of that. There's been some different bills proposed modifying that portion of it, too. I don't know if there's anything specific going through right now.
Okay.
And there was another one, Senate Bill 13, was about property taxes. You know, right now there's a restriction on counties and cities of how much what percentage you can go up each year, or you have to have put it out for a vote. This one would change it to you couldn't raise it over what they were last year without having a public hearing. And it still puts some restrictions on, but it's a public hearing instead of a vote. But the only thing was they're backdating it to January of this year. And the one thing that counties are trying to get to do is at least move it to next year, implementation of next year, so we have time to adjust to the new rules, because we're starting budgeting probably in the next month, and trying to change the rules partway through makes it that much more difficult.
And we're speaking with Riley County Commissioner Greg McKinley, Public Information Officer Alice Massimi. We're going to take our final break of the show and come back, and we'll wrap up our conversation here in just a few minutes. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.